We are pretty much everywhere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. When Donald Trump was elected on his America First platform, many people worried we would withdraw from the world. And walking away from the Paris climate deal and possibly the Iran deal and the NAFTA deal seemed to confirm that we were indeed pulling up the gangplank. And then came the story about that ambush in Niger. And a lot of Americans, including members of Congress, were saying, what are we doing in Niger?
Some key lawmakers said they weren't even aware that the U.S. had 800 service members stationed in Niger.
So General Joseph Dunford explained to reporters yesterday that this is nothing new.
The United States military has had forces in Niger for more than 20 years.
And now that ISIS has been kicked out of Syria, they may try to sneak into Africa.
That's exactly why we're conducting the kind of operations we're conducting in Niger.
Which prompted a reporter to ask,
could you let us know how many U.S. forces are serving in AFRICOM total, West and East Africa?
Little over 6,000 forces in Africa, and they're in about 53 different countries.
That's pretty amazing, especially considering the total number of countries in Africa is 54. Well, as fate would have it, while Dunford was speaking at the White House, Senator Tom Cotton was just down the street at a forum on extremism where he was asked a similar question, and being that he's on the Armed Services Committee, he came up with what I thought was a pretty useful rule of thumb.
If you ask the question, does the United States have troops in this or that country, the answer is almost always yes.
So much for withdrawing from the world. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.